John Darnielle was a little lonely when he wrote the songs on the All Hail West Texas album, and that's reflected in both the lyrics and the open chords of the songs.
Old issues of Sunset Magazine, to read, sleep for 12 hours, dream about home.
Darnielle would come home from the long, dragging hours of his corporate job. All alone in his house, he'd sit down on his couch with his guitar and hit record on his Panasonic boombox.
I have no place to go, so I drive up to New Mexico.
This was Darnielle's preferred recording style in the 1990s and early 2000s, and All Hail West Texas, released in 2002, was the last so-called cassette tape album. For years, you couldn't get a copy of this album, but it's now been reissued on CD. We talked the other day with John Darnielle, who works under the band name The Mountain Goats. We wanted to understand what drew him to this incredibly lo-fi method of composing.
The way that I write the music to fit with the lyrics is I go back and forth between the guitar and do it out loud, and you can hear what sounds natural and alive and real versus what sounds mannered.
The best ever death metal band out of Denton, with a couple of guys who'd been friends since grade school. One was named Cyrus. The other was Jeff.
You know, the first song on the record is an extremely spontaneous song. I think there
that
were,
you're talking about the best death metal band song.
The best ever death metal band in Denton, yeah. There was about a draft and a half. There was a first draft and a couple of quick strike throughs.
The best ever death metal band out of Denton will in time both outpace and outlive you.
And then the concluding Hail Satan, that was an ad lib.
Hail Satan, tonight.
What is the pros and cons of recording this way? I mean, you know of artists that spend months, sometimes years, editing and re-recording and separating out tracks. What's the benefits of sitting there with your guitar and a boombox and hitting record?
Well, it sounds great. Right, that's the thing. Is like when people talk about fidelity, I think they're imagining this sort of way of recording that will aspire to this condition of total clarity. But I don't look at it that way. I look at it more like food. You know, it's like, you can't say there's a best food. There's just foods taste different, and some of them taste really good to you. The other advantage is, like, these songs, most of them are about a minute old when you hear them. You know, they've just now been finished, and I hit record. To me, you can hear that these are new things in the world when you hear them.
But the nature of improvisation is that it's often hit or miss, right? Where did
yeah.
it go wrong here? What were some of the songs that you listen back to and say, oh, I probably could have done another take?
Oh, man, there was one about a guy in a laboratory making hybrid mustard greens. This song didn't see the light of day because it wasn't any good. and there's whole songs. Except the one thing is, there's one of the bonus tracks is one where it has this line about an air conditioner that when I first heard it, I was like, oh, that is a terrible line. That's not any good. You know,
what's
and then
the
I
line?
Listened to the I can't, I don't, I,
well,
I only listen.
Well, let me pull up the lyrics for you and we'll find it. What's the name of the
Which
song?
Which song is it? I think that's in Midland, I think. I think.
Let me read these lyrics to you.
Let me read the bad lyrics to you.
Stay till you feel your legs underneath you again. I've got room in my house for you.
I like that one.
I've got a Kenmore single room
got a
window.
Kenmore single room window.
It's just the identification of the Kenmore. To me, that's a relic of a different style of lyric writing that I've been doing like 2 years previously, where I was kind of more interested in little specific physical details. And I sort of can hear myself realizing as I deliver that line that I have outgrown that style, you know? And it's like I sort of hear my enthusiasm lags. But then I think the song sort of, it resolves nicely from there. You sort of have a freedom if you're not worrying about anyone ever hearing it, you know, where you can let things go to a different, an almost more interesting place than the place where you're trying to knock everybody over, you know.
Before I let you go, John, there's one question I have to ask you, and that is, do you still have the Panasonic boombox?
So this is a terrible answer. I don't know. It's either in the basement or it's God knows where.
John Darnielle of the Mountain Goats, he joined us from member station WUNC in Durham, North Carolina. John, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for having me.